get up in front of your salad. Get up in front of your salad. You only went meant to meet, yeah.
Yeah, and that's Sean's attempt of the Simpsons tune.
Which I don't watch anymore, by the way.
No. Anyway, I'm sitting round a table outside with the most enormous amount of food that I've ever seen in my life
and
for two people.
The meat, baby.
Yeah. So we have Caesar salad, bread rolls, French stick, olives,
we actually have four
cheese,
half French sticks, and we've only got one bread and butter so far. You've got some mozzarella cheese. You've got some Gouda cheese. We've actually got some halloumi cheese. We've got some coleslaw, some garlic and pepper olives, Caesar salad, and for the meat, I believe we've got four steak burgers. I'm not sure whether we've got steak or chicken. I think it might be steak, to be honest, these other ones. We've got, the halloumi cheese, we've got the Chinese-style chicken, which apparently works really well in barbecue, some lamb sticks, and some ginormous, the sort of sausages Jeremy Clarkson would eat. The biggest sausages in the world.
Yeah, so, and that's just for two people. But I love the smell of barbecue.
In the morning.
Yeah. Just that smell of a summer.
It's not ready yet, though.
Mm. Well, yeah, but I'm just munching.
This, the way we're doing this.
An olive.
Don't stop munching.
I can't help it.
Wooden spoon.
Oh, no, don't. Because that really hurts.
All right. So the way we do this one is basically when you stop choking because of the fumes, that's when the charcoals are going to be wise.
Stop licking.
I won't lick anymore, because that was obviously on me. It was one of the dogs.
Yeah. I don't like you licking me. There's no need for that, Mr. Mac.
Oh, right. Good.
No, he just come up and started licking my hand. I'm like, I don't want
you
licking.
So what we're interested in, I was going to do...
Good boy.
A banana with Mars bar in it, but I've decided, what are you into now?
No, I'm just having a look.
All right, yeah. Jenny Gleason, one of my instructors with Brandy...
Mm.
Who'd gone, come back from Belize, I was saying. She did a banana with Mars bar in it.
Just going to have a little bit of cheese. Can I try some cheese?
You can have as much cheese as you want, darling.
I just want to try
a little.
There's
more inside. The thing is, it'll be, if it's a square, it's going to be boring.
I think it is a square, actually. Right. I just would like to try something.
You can try
totally, some. I don't know. Yeah, where's the other cheeses, then?
You want to try something you've not tried before?
Yeah.
All right, then. Stick a maggot in your ear.
Oh, that's disgusting. Why do you have to say something so vile?
That's why not, really.
Mm.
Anyway. So our little barbecue tip is this. It's a disposable barbecue. Couple of quid from Asda. You're going to need an ironing board. Actually, a table would be better, but since we're sitting at the table, we've decided an ironing board. We've taken the cover off it. we've got just a... I reckon it's about the size of an A4 bit of paper is all.
Yeah, I felt it when... Yeah. Well, before it was lit, anyway.
And we've got, like, a pile of meat.
That smell. Oh, yeah. There is so much meat. It's unbelievable.
And we're on the veranda, aren't we?
Yeah, it's glorious out here.
I should imagine the glorious. Sun would be that glorious out the back of the quadrant and Stephen.
Well, yeah. The weather is really nice. Listen.
Imagine the sea. Look at the sea over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like Mallorca, only a bit colder and not... any sea and colder
Stevenage
and no donkeys and it wasn't a donkey Palomo. Of course Palomo and no aioli.
No, that's really nice.
Make some.
Yeah, we tried.
Tell him I know we messed that one up. I messed that one up, to be fair. You can say, no, you can get aioli in Tesco's or Asda. No, you can't.
No,
you can get some tomato sauce, some mayonnaise and some garlic mashed up.
Stop licking my trousers, man.
Dogs
that's actually chip.
You chiphead.
Yeah, they just want to lick me. What's all that about?
Well, I don't know.
They were licking my hands, licking my trousers.
You've had some messages like that, haven't you?
Yes.
Anyway, so what do you recommend first? So we can do the burgers?
Yes.
And then we've got giant sausages.
Sausage. I like sausages, especially the long, fat ones.
Yeah.
Curly whirlies with a little bent at the end.
Right, okay, let's have a look.
And that's the sausage, nothing else.
Give us your hand. This is lengthwise of the sausage. Cumberland Grape Cube sausages.
Oh, that's...
They're nearly a foot long.
A bit smaller than...
Thank you. I don't think so, anyway. They're a foot long.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to be fantastic.
Mm. Anyway, let me know what you're up to, or let us know what you're up to.
Your barbecue tips. You might be a bit late for us, but we still like them.
Okay, no, we don't want to share our good tips with anybody.
Actually, I wouldn't even publish this because there's a secret dessert coming up. But you might want to talk about some of the samplings and what's worked and what's not. there is a secret dessert coming up.
Okay, pause. Listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to capture that on audio view. I've come very close to the barbecue, and I'm really kind of worried that I'm going to set my hair on fire. I love my hair. I'm so vain. Yeah. Good boys. Thank you. Darlings, I love you, but I don't like you licking my hand. I really don't like it. I'm cooking food. No, I'm talking to the dogs.
You still booing?
I'm still booing.
Can I tell you what I'm opening the cider bottle with?
What?
It's a nice UBC Media bottle owner. Bottle opener.
Oh, I found that in the drawer when I had my two or three ciders the other weekend.
Right, is that what you opened it with?
Yeah.
But the thing is, where we record here is, as we all know, it's the Alan Partridge Studio, but it's actually UBC Media Unique, as it used to be called.
Yay.
Pepsi Chart on the radio.
Okay.
And it's very nice, that's good. That tastes nice. And... yes, so we've got that on the windowsill.
I do like the length of that sausage, though. It's really great. I've never seen a sausage.
Darling, not being funny. That is clearly designed to be smutty, and I think anybody would have to be far from very intelligent to realise that the sausage is smutty.
I'm not. I'm just saying a foot-long sausage is just incredible. Has anybody had a foot-long sausage before?
Yeah.
Now, without you being rather perverted and thinking dirty things, because obviously I'm pure and innocent...
You know that fat American fella on TV?
No.
Yeah, the one that eats everything.
Oh, yes.
I think I've got enough meat here that would make him feel a bit nauseous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to have to do that.
20 ounce.
Good boy. Good boy, Mac. I don't mind you being out here, but just no licking. No, it's... No, nothing to bits, but I just don't like the.
This barbecue is definitely hotter. Licking me. At the far end.
Especially with food. Good
and
boy.
The problem is the burgers are taking a little bit of a while.
They are.
The first thing we've got.
Which chip chop? Yeah.
But they are cooking.
So, shall we have a hot dog?
Yeah, but we. But I can't put any more on here at the moment because it doesn't seem that warm at this far end.
And you didn't get my joke, did you?
Hot
dog.
Yeah. About cooking a guide dog. Yes, I'm sure guide
dogs
love it.
Yes, no!
Hilarious.
Oh, Mackie.
My little
hot dog. Aw, you waggling your tail. Yeah, I love giving you lots of fuss. I know where that tongue's been as well.
Oh, gosh.
Quite literally. So, I wanted to share with you the hissing and...
Listen to this. Here. Can you hear?
All right.
Do you want to hear something?
Isn't that amazing? Sitting
down. That's me cooking, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Yeah. Anyway, pause.
Well, I won't bloody well do it again for audio boo. No! Ow! Flip it.
Yeah, and as you can hear, my darling, wonderful, amazing, super everything.
You know, doesn't work.
Has just hurt himself. He burnt himself.
Yeah, I touched the barbecue.
And it was like, ow! And it was like a really weak female kind of squeal. And I said, do it again for audio, boo. So I had to kind of come back and just share with you Sean's pain.
Yeah.
Pause. I am back, boobs. Sean is in the other room talking to a friend of his. And... He's wandering around talking to somebody else. And it's quite funny because I'm still sitting out here and I've had quite a lot to drink, as you can probably tell. I started off fairly sober and now I'm kind of just inebriated. But it's a Friday evening and it's my excuse just to kind of get over intoxicated. My poor little bloodstream. Anyway, I've got two dogs here sitting next to me. And my table's to the left, and it is full of food. Seriously, it's just mountains piling high of bread and all sorts of cheeses, olives, salad, you name it, we've got it. And the dogs are so funny. Throughout this boo, you could probably hear them licking me, which I'm not a fan of. Because obviously I'm eating and touching food, it's not really that nice. But they're so cute, they're sitting there expecting food. Now they're like, actually chips lying down by my feet. And I thought, if I actually go into the house and leave the food unattended, would we actually come back to food on the table? And I don't think we would. No, they're not that bad. It's quite funny. They are so cute, though. I love them to bits. But yeah, it's just one of those... Oh, now Chip's sitting up. He's really interested in the olive that I'm just about to pick out of the pot. They're just so nice. I've kind of got a craving for olives. Mmm. Yeah, and Sean's still looking at the barbecue at the moment. Mmm. So do excuse me while I'm munching on an olive. Anyway. Pause. As I waddle back indoors. Booland. Booville. And boobs, I tell you, I'm so...
Say, it sounds like you've been in bed for a couple of hours. Puzzles.
I'm so full. I'm like hunched over.
Half the meat.
No, we didn't get through half of it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. And I think I need to go and have kind of a stretch on the bed.
I actually think I messed up the barbecue a bit. No, it's fine. I think, we had some really nice cooked food.
It was amazing. What was wrong with it?
I think I started cooking meat.
Oh, okay, before it was... And now I'm back indoors. I'm taking off my little jolly shoes. And I'm going to go and lie on the bed. Sean has had a day of laundry today, so the bed is really nice and clean. And here I am. Ah! Sprawled on his king-size bed. Oh... It was amazing. He's such a fantastic cook. And the surprise dessert was out of this world. He brought some Thornton's ice cream. I think, how many litres of ice cream is it? How many litres of ice cream? No, but how many, do you know?
No.
Well, a huge tub. Of Thornton's ice cream. My favourite.
Oh, God.
And it's about £20 worth of ice cream. Well, but bearing in mind...
Last year, they reduced it.
Yeah. But bearing in mind, it's a huge, great, big, gigantic, enormous tub.
Well, maybe it's 4 to 6 times the normal tub of large ice cream.
Yeah. And it was honeycomb.
I like your oyster thing as well.
It was honeycomb and...
Caramel.
And it had like caramel bites in it, and then it had the honeycomb chunks with the ice cream, and it was just amazing. He brought this cone out and I thought, oh, this is great. And then he started asking me about, do I remember the shells that ice cream used to come in between? And I said, oh yeah, I remember. Then he placed one in my hand, another. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you. It was just incredible. But now I feel really kind of huge. I'm not really a huge person, but I mean, yeah, as you can probably hear. yeah, it's fine. He's gonna leave the washing up and I'll go and help him in a little while, but I think we're both gonna kind of vegetate on the bed for a little while. So that's been our barbecue come dessert surprise evening. Share with us what you're doing over the weekend this evening. Pause. Bah. Pause.